There's steak sizzling on the grill, fresh-cut aguacate tomato salad, and rice pudding made from scratch at Alma Cocina Latina any night of the week. The restaurant owner, Irena Stein, says starting her Venezuelan restaurant in Canton wasn't easy.
Well, specifically because we're a Venezuelan restaurant, it was very difficult at the beginning to find people that would understand the flavors that we need to portray in our food, because Venezuelan food has not been around for a long time outside Venezuela.
Stein says essentially she had to hire Latino workers who were familiar with the Venezuelan palate. But she says that also made her restaurant and her workers a target.
We did get a few people threatening us.
During the National Day Without Immigrants in February, Stein's restaurant closed, and while receiving an outpouring of support from the community, there were some critics.
Basically, they wanted us to leave just because we were foreigners, and the whole point about the Day Without Immigrants was an opportunity to redefine what an immigrant is.
In the wake of immigration rhetoric from President Trump's administration, and immigration agents asking for documentation from the Boathouse restaurant just blocks away from Alma Cocina Latina, Stein says her workers have also been fearful of the same happening at her restaurant. But she says she stands behind her workers.
Everybody tries as a united community to protect everyone. And so there was a lot of concern for people. It was not an easy, because the threat suddenly and the ugliness of the term immigrant or Latino, etc.
But not all restaurant owners share Stein's sentiment.
It's not that I don't stand behind them and I don't believe in them and I don't believe in them as a people, but it's just like speeding. You're either legal or you're not.
That's Steve Ropp, owner of two restaurants, Cask and Grain and Portside Tavern. Ropp says that when it comes to hiring workers who are non-U.S. citizens, he has trouble verifying that candidates have valid documentation.
I think what's difficult is that there's not any certain classes or certification that the government provides us as owners or managers to really hone our skills as to what to look for.
Non-U.S. citizens with work permits do have social security numbers and pay taxes. One 27-year-old restaurant worker and a former Boathouse employee who has a work permit says ICE's actions scared him and his coworkers. WYPR agreed to identify the worker as Alexander because he fears being deported.
There are a lot of people, especially here in Baltimore, we encounter a lot of racism.
Alexander says that some of those 30 employees who left the Boathouse are now having trouble finding work.
They're looking for work, but when other employers look at their resume and it says they come from the Boathouse restaurant and they're Latino, employers see it as a red flag and think they left because they're illegal in this country.
Immigration officials would only provide written comment on their deportation policies for those with work permits and would not go into specifics about the Boathouse incident. But the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website says work permits are granted for individuals who are asylees, refugees, non-immigrants, and those with pending permanent resident status.
A work permit does not confer legal status in itself.
That's Michelle Mendez, an attorney with the Catholic League Immigration Network in Silver Spring. Mendez says that under current immigration policies, employees with work permits can still be deported if they entered through illegal means.
So a work permit by itself is not going to protect somebody from deportation. You have to look back to the reason why they have access to a work permit in the first place.
Regardless, Irena Stein says in these times of uncertainty for immigrants, she will continue to stand behind her employees.
It's a country of immigrants. Everybody. You know, everybody comes from somewhere.
I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi for 88.1 WYPR.